Once again, welcome everyone to an edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station, such as KPOK 1340 AM in Bowman, North Dakota. Happy anniversary, Kim.
Well, thank you very much, Mike.
We'll explain more about that later. Anyway, cattlemen, you know, a long time ago, ages ago, you had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. That was pretty inconvenient, yet the only option at the time. Then came the big publications, offering news, but with some hefty subscription prices. And then came the Tri-State Livestock News. Minimal cost, because they're local and genuinely care about the rancher's success. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And to stay connected, you can also visit tsln.com.
All right, great information, Mike. I've got something I'm going to kick it off with. How's that sound?
Okay,
this is called Why Dogs Don't Live as Long as Humans, and don't know who wrote it, but I do know that it was sent in to us by Dave and Bev Penn. Here we go. Being a veterinarian, I have been called to examine a 10-year-old Irish wolfhound named Belker. The dog's owners, Ron, his wife Lisa, and their little boy Shane were all very attached to Belker, and they were hoping for a miracle. I examined Belker and found he was dying of cancer. I told the family there were no miracles left for Belker and offered to perform an euthanasia procedure for the old dog in their home. As we made arrangements, Ron and Lisa told me they thought it would be good for the 4-year-old Shane to observe the procedure. They felt Shane could learn something from the experience. The next day, I felt the familiar catch in my throat as Belker's family surrounded him. Shane seemed so calm, petting the old dog for the last time, that I wondered if he understood what was going on. Within a few minutes, Belker slipped peacefully away. The little boy seemed to accept Belker's transition without any difficulty or confusion. We sat together for a while after Belker's death, wondering aloud about the sad fact that animals' lives are shorter than human lives. Shane, who had been listening quietly, piped up, "I know why." Startled, we all turned to him. What came out of his mouth next stunned me. I've never heard a more comforting explanation. This is what he said. "Everybody is born so that they can learn how to live a good life, like loving everybody and being nice, right?" The 4-year-old continues, "Well, animals already know how to do that, so they don't have to stay as long."
Okay.
Very, very wise words, I thought.
Yeah. I have something called a real thought. I don't know the author either on this. "Today upon a bus, I saw a girl with golden hair. I looked at her and sighed and wished I was so fair. When suddenly she rose to leave, I saw her hobble down the aisle. She had one leg and used a crutch, but as she passed a smile. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. I have two legs. The world is mine. I stopped to buy some candy. The lad who sold it had such charm. I talked with him a while. He seemed so very glad. If I were late, it'd do no harm. And as I left, he said to me, 'I thank you, sir. You've been so kind. It's nice to talk with folks like you.' 'You see,' he said, 'I'm blind. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. I have two eyes. The world is mine.' Later, while walking down the street, I saw a child with eyes of blue. He stood and watched the others play. He did not know what to do. I stopped a moment, and then I said, 'Why don't you join the others, dear?' He looked ahead without a word, and then I knew he couldn't hear. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. I have two ears. The world is mine. With feet to take me where I'd go, with eyes to see the sunset's glow, with ears to hear what I would know. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. I've been blessed indeed. The world is mine. If this poem makes you feel like I felt, just say a prayer of thanksgiving. After all, it's just a simple reminder. We have so much to be thankful for." And again, I don't know the author on that. It's called A Real Thought. And so I wanted to share that with you today here on The Good Stuff.
That was very good. That makes me think of Thanksgiving, which is later this month.
Oh, wow. Already, yeah.
Yep, that's right. Hey, why do banks charge a fee due to insufficient funds when they already know I am broke?
I don't know.
I don't either.
They never learn, do they?
I don't think so. Whose cruel idea is it to put an S in the word lisp?
I don't know that either.
I don't either.
If you have something to share with us on The Good Stuff, be sure to send that to kimhburge@gmail.com and include the author if you know who it is, please, and your name. We don't have to use your name, but we'd like to know who sent it. And you've been listening to The Good Stuff.